From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Libyan leaders from that country's two rival parliaments sign a national unity agreement. The signing came in the Moroccan resort town of Sherat. Edward Uranian has a report.
The crowd clapped and chanted, "Libya, Libya, Libya," as the deputy speakers of the country's two rival parliaments signed the National Unity Accord. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that has marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days, with members from the internationally recognized government in Tobruk and the Islamist-backed body in Tripoli. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
President Barack Obama says U.S. authorities are not aware of any specific imminent terrorist threat on the eve of the year-end holiday period, but he called on all Americans to stay vigilant to protect the country.
Our partners on the ground are fighting to push ISIL back, and ISIL has been losing territory. We continue to do everything in our power to prevent terrorists from getting into the United States.
Mr. Obama delivered a message Thursday stressing his highest priority is the safety of the American people. Speaking after a lengthy meeting with his full national security team, the president said no terrorist assault on the U.S. is imminent, as he said earlier. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to develop better ties with the United States no matter who wins next year's U.S. presidential election. In his annual news conference with international reporters, Mr. Putin said he is ready to work with any president the American people elect on Turkey. Mr. Putin said he sees no possibility of overcoming strained ties. This is VOA News. Representatives of the International Syria Support Group will gather in New York on Friday for the third round of talks on a proposed Syrian political transition. The meeting takes place just weeks before UN-mediated talks are due to start between the Syrian government and the opposition. The ISSG also hopes to submit a transition and ceasefire resolution to the UN Security Council. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has landed in northern Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders. He will discuss expanding the battle against the Islamic State group. Carter was greeted Thursday at the Erbil airport by the Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region. He plans meetings with Kurdish President Masoud Barzani and with U.S. troops in the region. The United Nations Security Council is expected to adopt new measures Thursday to stem the flow of cash to terrorists of the Islamic State group. For the first time, finance ministers will meet to adopt a resolution. The African Union is demanding an end to the violence in Burundi, warning it will not allow the country to descend into genocide. The AU Peace and Security Council is concerned political violence in Burundi could trigger a civil war and the kind of ethnic conflict that led to mass killings in neighboring Rwanda in 1994. Suspended FIFA president Sepp Blatter appeared Thursday before the Ethics Committee of the Global Football Organization to face questions about bribery. Blatter was expected to tell four judges at FIFA's Zurich headquarters that he is innocent of any wrongdoing. Blatter has described the hearing as an inquisition. The judges are considering whether Blatter was responding to bribery when he approved a $2 million payment from FIFA to the president of the European Football Organization, Michel Platini, in 2011. U.S. and Cuban officials reached agreement Thursday on restoring regular commercial flights between their nations. U.S. President Barack Obama said full normalization of relations between Cuba and the United States will be a long journey, but he added more Americans are visiting Cuba than at any time since the last five decades. U.S. news media are reporting that federal prosecutors have decided to bring criminal charges against the man who supplied guns for the recent California terrorist attack. Enrique Marquez, a security guard at a Walmart store, could be charged as early as Thursday, although the exact charges have not been disclosed. Marquez was a friend and former neighbor of Syed Rizwan Farouk, who carried out the massacre in San Bernardino, California, along with his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.